Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
Well, welcome everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio, a show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. I really, really appreciate everyone for taking the time to find me, tune in to the show, and grow with me as I do this show. Most of you that know about the show know that I've been doing it for about four seasons now, almost 4 or 5 years. And we have covered a lot of episodes, a lot of ground. And I want to bring something a little bit different to what I do. As some of you have probably heard on some of my other shows, there are a lot of people popping up now that are doing podcasts, different things like that. And I think one of the things I would like to do is to bring something a little bit different to the arena of doing a show for amputees, a podcast. So I think I have covered pretty much just about every topic you can think of under the scope of peer support for amputees. And when I think about what I do for amputees and how I want to present shows that I feel are going to bring something a little bit more to the table, it brings me to do a lot more research. So I found myself reading a lot more. And I want to say to some of you who follow me on the regular, I appreciate all of you that do that, as I have I've been hit and miss for a couple of days, especially during this COVID situation where we have found that wasn't expecting that. That was a that was a video I started. For those of you that don't know, I typically would do a live video feed on Facebook. I'm trying to pull away from that because so many issues are happening with Facebook. I found that the videos were cutting out, were crashing. Various things were happening with Facebook Live to where it just made it a little bit too hard for me to keep trying to run everything on my desktop. Things will freeze up, lock up. I know you guys really don't want to hear this, but I like explaining things to you because you see the various changes as they happen. And when something like that happens with me, it's frustrating because you don't want those interruptions, but they happen, man. It's part of trying to do something live and present stuff to people. So I'm playing with other sources of doing video of me doing these shows. And for those of you that don't know right now, I do these shows at 5, 6 in the morning. I'm no longer doing them at 5 p.m., even though I left it at 5 p.m. So I'm up way early. In fact, what I will do, as we are trying to get this show going here, because I'm about to go live here in a little bit and talk to you guys about some of the things I'm talking to you about. I think what I'll do real quick is do a post, because right now I am live on my show, and a lot of you, if you are, you know, tech savvy and you know what's going on, you'll be over on Spreaker and you can actually hear me doing the show live, because I have that on my screen right now and it shows me live and it shows me doing my show live. So there is a way for you if you want to be up this early in the morning. I don't know why you would, but there is a way that you can actually tune in and listen to the show live. Sorry, I had to cough there. Didn't want that on the tape. So I'm doing a post over on Facebook right now that I am actually live, and I'm up this morning doing season 4, episode 21. And now that I've explained some of that stuff to you, we're going to start moving into the show, the topic of the show. And those of you that can see the show, we're talking about how to set goals, how to accomplish that, get that kind of stuff done. So if you have ever been in that type of situation to where, as a person dealing with limb loss, limb difference, goals become very important for us when we're dealing with something like that. And today I wanted to do a show, speaking of me doing things different, I'm trying to capture more shows that deal with the emotional struggles that we deal with, the motivational issues and struggles that we deal with as amputees, to try and really provide you some nourishment as someone dealing with limb loss. Listening to the shows can actually help you deal with what you're dealing with. And as I mentioned, I read a lot of books, and this is from one of the books that I'm reading. And we're done with this series of talks, because I'm going to do this entire book in talks, and we're going to break it down into stages. And it talks about setting goals, and we're going to go through this entire book, and I'm going to bring it to you on the show. And at the end, I'll tell you the book so you can go get it. If it touched you and impacted you, I want you to be able to get that book, read it, and have it at your disposal. Again, if you're new or old to the show, I want to welcome you. Amp Life Talk Radio, the podcast. As we all know, living with limb loss can be challenging. You have questions, concerns, and can feel very alone in this process. I'm Sean Harrison, the host of Amp Life Talk Radio, a show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. Having resources along the way with you as you become acquainted with this new journey that you're on, this new path that you're on, is very important. This is why I created Amp Life Talk Radio for amputees. I wish I would have had this when I was going through this struggle, but there was nothing like this when I was about to lose my limb. Empowering amputees to reach their full potential through communication, education, and inspiration is my goal with this show. I hope that each and every one of you will find something useful every time you tune in to listen to one of the episodes. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to set goals and achieve them. I shouldn't say tonight because it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm just so used to being on at 5:30. Every moment of your life is either a test or a celebration. As we go into segment one, why do we fail so often? When we're talking about goal setting, this statement becomes, or this question becomes, very important. Why do we fail so often? We set goals, but yet we don't achieve them. We don't reach them. What is it? Why don't we reach that goal? Why? What happens? Well, there's a couple of things, and we're going to talk about some of that. Becoming a better goal setter, or becoming better at goal setting, is obviously important to you as an amputee or someone dealing with limb loss, because that is why you're here listening to the show. You read the title and you wanted to tune in. That's why you're here listening to my voice, listening to this podcast. Many times in life we stumble, fall, and fail to achieve our goals. Even more commonly, we procrastinate, and we only achieve a portion of our goal. If you are dealing with some type of diabetic condition or vascular condition, not as an amputee yet, and you're hearing my voice, this is your wake-up call. This is your time to change the tide before you go down that path of losing a limb. I had a patient the other day that I was seeing. He lost one of his limbs. The condition he was suffering from, he was still on that path. He was a chain smoker. And when I saw him, he smoked 3 cigarettes within a matter of a couple of minutes of me talking to him. And I told him, he said, "You're the prosthetic guy. You're the guy that's going to help me walk." And I said, "You know what? I'm going to be very honest with you, and I'm going to have a very, very honest moment with you right now. That thing in your hand, if you don't decide to break that habit today, you may end up losing your other leg." I want to give you a moment of silence there, because I know there's some of you out there that speaks to. And I wanted to be very honest with this man and let him know, based on the way his other leg was looking, that statement was a very truthful statement, a very powerful statement, because it made him stop and freeze. He put out his cigarette and he said to me, as he showed me pictures of his granddaughter, grandbabies, "This is why I want to be able to walk." And I said, "If you want to really do this, the best thing you can do for yourself and for them is to stop smoking." And I know a lot of you out there who are smokers think that, "Oh, he's not right. Has nothing to do with that. My doctor said." And I say to that, I've been doing this for almost 8 years, and I've worked with a lot of doctors. And the ones that tell the truth, tell it like it is. That is probably one of the biggest goals that you can set for yourself if you're dealing with issues that are causing you diabetes or vascular issues. I meet patients all the time who have already lost their limbs, and they're trying to heal, and they won't heal because they won't give up smoking. So we're talking about goals right now. That's a really big goal. A goal that will better your life, a goal that will better your situation. Why do we fail so often? Goal setting is not easy. Goal setting requires your full attention, requires your full effort. And I'll apologize for those of you that will see this video later on that I'm recording. I'm drinking coffee. It's early. But this is a serious thing. And this is this is something that you really have to think about if you want to have better outcomes with your life, if you want to prevent an amputation, if you want to live better with that amputation. Leads to the question, why do we give up so easily when faced with something like that? Will he stop smoking? I don't know. Will he take it serious? I don't know. Why is failure so common when we're talking about setting goals? Think about those two questions. Why do we give up so easily? Why is failure so common? As I said, goal setting, it ain't easy. It's hard. It's going to require effort, commitment, work. Segment two. Why do we give up so easily? Why is failure so common? Let's talk about those things. Surprisingly, it is usually within our capacity to accomplish most of the goals that we set for ourselves. We just don't realize that. If someone held a gun to your head and forced you to run 5 miles on a treadmill every evening, you'd probably do it because they're holding a gun to your head, hypothetically speaking. And this goes for taking care of ourselves, completing our physical therapy, using our prosthesis to the fullest. And why do I say these things? Because I come across these patients who don't want to do their physical therapy, patients who think that they can get a prosthetic leg and only put it on when they want to. It doesn't work that way. Prosthetic leg, you have to use to be better with. You have to use to be able to function in it more naturally. It's not like a pair of shoes you put on. It requires effort. It requires setting goals. Living better requires setting goals. Giving up the smoking, giving up the sugary drinks. And I'm talking from a standpoint, whether you're healthy or not, setting some healthy goals for yourself is only going to benefit you and what you're doing. We all could live better by eating better. I know I can, and I do Spartan racing. Since COVID, I've picked up probably 15 pounds not being able to get out to the gym and do the things I need to do. Thanks, Gavin Newsom. For those of you that don't live in California, you won't get it. Now, the question. So why don't you do it? How come you don't do it unless there's a gun pointed at you? There's this boogeyman in the closet that has to reach out and grab you before you set goals, before you take care of what needs to be taken care of, before it gets to that point. Well, the answer lies in understanding the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. When someone coerces you into doing something, like running on a treadmill at gunpoint, this is an example of extrinsic motivation. There's an outside motivation that is making you do what you need to do because the motivation forces you to do it. The motivation or the motivating force is external to your mind. With intrinsic motivation, on the other hand, you make a conscious choice to run on that treadmill. Why? Because you enjoy the thrill of the physical exertion, perhaps the satisfaction of sticking to a healthy lifestyle, and you understand the benefits it gives you. That's the difference. That's goal setting. Understanding why we're setting the goals and the outcome of that it will have on us. But it's all mental. There's outside forces that force us to do stuff. Internally, we have our own brain that, and I said this too, you know, it's funny. The other day we were picking up some donations for a buddy of mine. His name is Pat, and he's one of my teammates for Spartan, the pair of Spartans. And they lost their place in the Santa Cruz fires. But we had this, my wife had one of her friends call her. We went to pick up some donations in Stockton. And the lady came out, and she had her little daughter with her. I don't know, she's about 6 or 7, something like that. And little girl was funny. But I guess she played soccer, and she was a goalie. And I was just telling her how tough she was by doing that. And she was fascinated with me because she saw my prosthetic leg. And she just thought that was the coolest thing because she had never seen one. And they had just had a talk about prosthetics before we got there. They'd been kind of talking about this, people with prosthetic legs and stuff. But one of the things that came out as we were continuing to talk was how this girl, she has spells of blackout. She would black out, and nobody knew why. You know, they were trying to figure it out. Well, one of the things I was telling this young girl as I was talking with her, and she was curious about the leg and what I could do and what I couldn't do, and I was telling her all the stuff that we do with Spartan and racing. She was fascinated by that. And I told her, because she was telling me about her playing soccer and sometimes how, you know, she gets hurt or she feels tired. And I was telling her, when we race and we're doing stuff, and I race with a guy named Casey McAllister, who has no legs, he races on his hands. I told her, I said, one of the things that happens immediately when you start a Spartan race, you get about 2, maybe 3 miles into your race, and instantly your brain kicks in. And your brain is telling you why you're doing this. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You're stupid for doing this. You should just quit. Just don't do it. Your brain is powerful. Your mind is powerful. And what this is talking about in segment 2 with extrinsic and intrinsic motivators, your brain, if you can beat your brain, there's nothing you can't do in this world. And some of the top athletes on the planet will tell you, if you can overcome the mental part of doing whatever it is that you do, beating your brain, it opens up endless possibilities, because your brain naturally will want you to stop doing something that hurts, that requires effort, that requires sacrifice, giving up certain things, pleasures, foods. If you can do that, you will be on a better path to setting and accomplishing and achieving your goals. Segment 3. Life would be easier. And what that means is this. Wouldn't life be easier if there were some way to trick your mind into becoming intrinsically motivated? Like, bow, you hit a switch and bam, you're just motivated to just get up and do whatever, clean your house, wash your car, go for a 3-mile hike, give up cigarettes, give up drinking, give up fatty foods. Wouldn't it be awesome? Instead of ways of having to rely on extrinsic motivators, outside forces, external forces, like the fear of amputation or death or life on dialysis. Because if we get to that point, it's almost like game over. So what can we do before we get to that point? And yes, this relates to you that still you still have your leg. So I'm trying to motivate you to make changes in your life before you go down that road. Now, keep in mind, traumatic accidents happen and traumas happen. Naturally, I'm not talking to that group of people, but preventative. If you could do something that would prevent those things from happening, wouldn't that be awesome? And even after it happens. So, we've had the amputation. We got to get on with life. How can we motivate ourselves internally in our own mind to do our physical therapy, to get back up, to not give up, to set goals? What if we could change the way you perceive your future goals? What if we could do that? What if I could do that? What if I could give you some information that helped you do that? What if you could learn how to break goals down into smaller components such that each increment, each little incremental step toward the goalpost seems more manageable? I always tell patients when they go through an amputation, this is a really big sandwich. Don't try to eat the whole sandwich in one setting. Small bites. Small bites. Take it in small incremental steps towards your final goal, which is completing the sandwich, completing your physical therapy, completing learning how to use your prosthetic to a point to where you can get back up and do the things that you want to do that makes you whole. Gardening, changing the tire on your car, going back to work, walking your dog, playing with your grandbabies, whatever that may be. Setting those goals, accomplishing them, achieving them. What if I could do that for you? What if I could give you information on that? Would you listen? Would you do it? Well, what I'm going to say to you is join me for the next episode of Amp Life Talk Radio as we continue this journey to learn how to set and achieve our goals. It's time to put a stop to these old habits and try something new. If you find yourself struggling to get up, stay motivated, get out, want to use your leg a lot more, you want to go back to work, you're having a tough time, it's time to stop procrastinating. We're going to set some goals. We're going to put some things pen to paper. We're going to follow it through. It's time to set goals and complete them. If you'll join me back here for the next episode and episodes of Amp Life Talk Radio, I am going to take you through what it takes for you to be better at setting your goals and how you can achieve them. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio, a show for amputees and those affected by limb loss, a show by an amputee. I hope you found something useful in the information I dispensed here today. If you would like to hear more, make sure you go over to amplifetalkradio.com and sign up for the newsletter that we'll have coming out. You can also go to ampnationmagazine.com and catch up on news and information for amputees and hear more stuff that will probably give you information and resources that you probably didn't know exist. Next up for us will be Death by a Thousand Cuts. What does that mean? Well, you're going to have to tune into the next show to understand what that means. on social media, please go over to Facebook and find us, Amp Life Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sean Harrison. I appreciate you, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of you and everything that you do to make this show successful. And for me, to feel motivated to get up at 4:30 every morning and prep a show and prep stuff to come to you. You guys truly are my inspiration, and I thank each and every one of you. I will try and post this video that I'm recording offline over on Facebook so you can kind of see me doing these shows in the morning. I will not do a video every show. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. And I am no longer doing the Facebook lives for videos. I do something in the morning weekly, and it's not every day. I just want to make sure that's clear. It's just a weekly motivational morning Joe with Sean, where I'll get up early in the morning and I'll share something motivating, some type of tip, news, or information with you to help you get your day started with a cup of coffee. So please tune in, check those out over on Facebook. Those are the only things that I will do with Facebook Live as long as it cooperates with me. Hey guys, I appreciate all the love and support. And for those of you that don't know, yes, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I'm officially going to be on the ballot for 2022 as a candidate for governor of California. And I will appreciate all you amputees in California giving me a vote. Stay tuned for more of that information coming up. And you can check that out at Sean Harrison, the number 4, cagov.com. You guys are awesome. Thanks. I need more coffee and I'm out of here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.